You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This segment is called What's the Strangest Thing in Your Car Right Now? And here's what I've gleaned from this. Just in the early stages of it, before we... Here, we got to open up these phone lines right now, too, by the way. Is that it's almost better when there's no explanation.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't want an explanation. I don't care about any of that.
I prefer we not know why. Because we're looking at some of these that people have already been sending in. Like Nicole from Inglewood says, a DIA airport taxiway light.
Yeah. I just wrote back, well, you win already.
Why is that in her car?
And you know those lights are probably huge sitting in the back seat of her Mini Cooper. You know?
We don't want to know why.
I just want to know the weird, the strange, the unusual. I mean, people use their cars as like locker rooms. And, you know, if you have kids, you're always finding the most random crap in there. And I mean, look around you. How many cars are on the road? There's got to be some weird stuff in these vehicles. This weekend, I was cleaning out my truck, and for some reason, well, I know why, but I had a giant full-size shovel in my back seat. It was tucked under the seat of my truck, and I was like, why am I carrying around a shovel? And, of course, it was from camping and things like that, but I'm like, a shovel.
here's how you reach us immediately, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This is where... We show that the Dom and Jeremy listeners are one big community, and you share with each other the unusual, odd, weird thing that you're carrying around in your car right now.
Debbie says a box of sterile surgical gloves. You know, just in case.
Just in case.
Marjorie, a professional level butterfly net. You know, just in case.
God, that sounds like something my wife would be carrying around.
We will start there, I guess, and then take calls and texts.
Who knows why some things are in our cars? And if you want to attach a photo when you text us, that would be great, too. A couple of people have done that. The ones who have attached the photos of the adult items that they keep in their cars.
Why are there so many adult items in the cars? What are you guys doing while you're sitting in traffic?
Yeah, I'll even call one of them. one of them.
Look like they'd melt in the heat. You might want to take those out of the car today. My goodness, those things are expensive, from what I understand.
Look at you, Joy. Joy sending a photo too. All right,
Joy.
All right, fine. And her name is Joy.
That's something you don't want to forget in the car when you trade it in. You know, and they're in there vacuuming and trying to clean out the car.
There's also a trend with a couple of things. Kristen said a plastic potty, P-O-T-T-Y.
Get the potty
and
started.
And Ted said a commode is chilling in his car.
Wonder why.
Huh.
It's an emergency, I guess. Kathy wrote in and says, I got a giant bag of brown sugar sitting in the back. All right. Jeanette says a rubber bird beak. For some reason, that's also one of those ones that you're like, I don't want to know why. And Dawn has a stuffed sea turtle parked there in the passenger seat for the HOV lane.
Christina's driving around with a laminator in her car, and Liz says, quote, hospital-grade barf bag. Just in case. To the phones we go. Here's Kara. Kara driving around with what? What are you driving around with, Kara?
I'm driving around with a 3.5, 4 foot high spinning ice skating hippo that's dressed in... It's dressed in red with stripes of silver, and it spins around on its ice skate, stick, and lights up.
That's one you're going to have to send us a picture of. I got to see the spinning hippo.
Yeah, we need a photo.
The spinning hippo.
Yeah, dancing hippo.
Why not?
Hippo, actually.
That sounds like a tacky Christmas decoration right there.
Mm. Yeah, nobody wants it. My kids didn't want it. I got it for them from a neighbor.
I don't know why.
What's wrong with your kids?
Why wouldn't they want such a beautiful piece?
Every home needs one of those.
Emphasis on the piece.
Oh, Kara. Hey, send us a photo so we can see it, will you please?
Okay. Yeah.
You're the best.
Have a
good
morning.
Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Here's Eric, who's been holding. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
What are you driving around with?
Ball grease.
Now, is that for you or for your hitch?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Dad jokes. Dad jokes in the house. Cheryl says competitive throwing axes. Also good in emergency situations, I guess.
D says, I have 7 blankets in my car, just in case. Man, you really would have to be caught out in a blizzard if you're needing 7.
That's like going, up and over the guardrail and down into the ravine. Kristen says, butterfly wings from last year's Halloween costume.
Oh, dang. I included a photo.
Denise says, my doggy stroller. Yes, she pushes her dog around in a stroller.
Rihanna says, a baggie of milk. Very old milk.
Stinky. Oh, my gosh. I remember when the kids were little and they'd have their little sippy cup of milk and we'd lose one under the seat. And you'd find it like 2 weeks later in the summer. You don't want to crack that open. You just throw that away immediately. So gross. Oh, my gosh. There's
who is this?
Thousand
this is Chelsea. Of these. It's a safe. And it looks like a large safe.
Okay.
That is in the car.
Oof. That's tempting to break in. Condiments. Harley says hot sauce. Not like fast food packets, but actual bottles of hot sauce. And then Terry Lynn says bottle of soy sauce. Oh, and this one's cool. Steven, he says, no joke, a 2-million-year-old whale bone. He says, I found a, quote, rock on the beach years ago. Kept it because I thought it was cool. Years later, my son and I, my son said it was a fossil, so they took it to Dinosaur Ridge.
Yeah.
The lady said, based on where I found it, it was part of the backbone of a whale, approximately 2 million years old.
Well, look at that.
And now it's sitting in his cup holder.
So far, Steven, that might be the winner.
That's pretty good right there.
Give us a call. Shoot us a text. We want to know. If you want to come on next to me, I'm levitating. It's your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy hanging out on a Monday. Playing today's best mix of music. 2K2 today here at Mix 100. The segment this morning is titled, What is the Strangest Thing in Your Car Right Now? I do want to point out that some people are thanking us. Shannon was one of those who wrote in with the sex toy kit, she says, that's in her car. She says she won it at adult bingo this weekend.
I wrote back,
adult bingo.
You won it, yeah.
And then she says, thanks for the reminder, because I should probably take it out before my kids find it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah. We did get the image of the spinning hippo.
It's bigger than I thought.
Well, she said it was like 3 feet tall, and I thought she might have been...
Still, it's like taking up the whole seat.
I thought she might have been kind of embellishing that, but no, it's pretty big. Now, we got a photo from Stephanie. Jeremy, I want you to try to explain this. She says she's got a glass vial of, quote, a person's ashes.
Not the only one that has sent that in. We got a few on Facebook, too. Yeah, of ashes, human ashes.
What I want to know, Stephanie... Whose?
Yeah, I know.
Just says a person's ashes, and it's in this vial. She included a photo of her holding it there in the car.
Don't spill
it. Who do those belong to? Is it just some random person? Is it a family member?
Text us back. We got to know who it is.
We got to know.
And what are you going to do with them?
Beef
stick pom-poms and a cowboy hat. Somebody had an awesome Saturday night this weekend.
That's from Joni. So she's in A-Town.
Oh, my gosh. What a combination. That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff coming in, you guys. We can't even keep up.
We can't keep up. Stephanie, who had the ashes, has not written back to tell us whose they are. But when you told her, don't spill that, her reply is, I already have once. It came unstoppered, and a bit of the ashes fell out.
Oh, no, Grandma.
Oops.
Grandma, no.
Well, we asked, and she delivered. Stephanie, she of the neighbor's ashes, is on the phone.
Yeah.
Morning. We have so many questions. Why? First of all, why did they give you the ashes?
I regretted sending that in the second I pressed send because I knew you were going to have questions.
Well, obviously, you have human remains in your vehicle.
Yeah, don't
come on
it.
Now.
This is one of the best things that's happened to us so far today. So
why are they in the car?
So, long story short, she was a neighbor growing up, and my mom used to do daycare, and she was part of my mom's daycare, so we were very close with them, and she was super into soccer, and I mean, very, very popular in our, like, community. And so they wanted to give a little bit to everybody.
Oh, I mean, the thought is wonderful.
Were you supposed to do something with them?
Yeah, they're supposed to be sprinkled on, like, soccer fields because she was, like, a soccer star. Oh,
would you have rather had, like, a soccer ball?
No,
I mean,
but
honestly, yeah. I feel like it's like a little guardian angel or something.
Okay, that's cute. That's good.
So are you going to go out and sprinkle them on a soccer field, or are you just going to hang on to them?
They're good luck.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, if I ever get somewhere, like, across the ocean and, like, a cool foreign country with, like, who are, like, really into soccer. Like, I'm not into soccer.
We got soccer here. Give them to the Rapids. Go to Dick's Sporting Goods and dump them on the field.
Yeah, but I like what you're saying, Stephanie, to go to some really cool football club over in Europe. Oh, that's a great idea.
So, and I haven't gotten there yet, but I have them just in case I do.
I want to see you answering questions at customs when you come in with that. That's what I want.
That's my neighbor.
You know what? You are delightful. Yeah. Thank you for calling us, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good one.
See you later.
Thank you.